Good morning, church. It's good to see everybody. If you're visiting with us this morning, please fill out a visitor's card so that we can let you know next week. We're so glad you're here. And make yourself at home here. This is the Lord's house. It is, always has been, and always will be. I have a thank you to read to the church, and it comes from Little Jean. And she says, I want to thank everyone for your prayers and the beautiful flowers. God is good. And she says, my nose is healing. Love you all, Jean Easterling. Jean, we love you, honey. We do. We want you to be well. We want you to be everything you can be for the Lord. I have another thing here to share with you. And you can say praise the Lord about this too if you want to. Nancy gave us some good news this morning. She picked up the jug where our kids with the little buckets, you know, the bucket brigade when it's time for change. And I know that we don't just throw change in. Y'all throw bills and stuff. But this is the largest check ever gotten from this. The average, I think, is somewhere around $600, best I remember. But Nancy presented us with a check from those kids in those little buckets for $825.20. And we appreciate you kids for doing that. And I know you love it, and I know the people love it. And Nancy, we love the fact that you started that. I can't remember how many years ago that it started, but anyway, it's been good.
Praise
and
God. Cindy's in the house. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. We love you, Cindy. God's in charge, honey. He is. Let's see. Anybody else? I'm looking around. Sometimes it's like me looking for a pair of socks. I can be looking straight at them and ask somebody where they are. You ever do that? Oh, yeah. And don't forget, kids, in June, if you're trying to think who you could invite to be with the camp and see Vacation Bible School combined together, please don't be waiting on that. You got to do it this month because we want to see them. I've got some folks lined up, and I'm trying my dead level best to corral them. You know about corralling, don't you? Sometimes you got to corral people to get them where you can talk to them. But please make sure that you do that. It's important. And anything else that's going on with the church, please try to be a part of it. It'll make you happy, and it'll make the people happy who are working with it, okay? I was so excited to open that Sunday school door down there in the 4s, 5s, and 6s. The ones that won the Sunday school contest, man, it's so lively, so full of energy. You got to know that's the way kids should be. So let them be what they are, okay? Okay, if we'll have our ushers come forward to receive our morning offering, let's just give back to God. He's been good to us. How many of y'all looked back on the wall back there and saw the big hole? How many of you did not look back? Well, stand up and look back. You see the big hole up there? That's where John and Scott and whoever, anybody else who's in the sound room, that's where they'll be pretty soon. So that is progress, folks. It is. And then the other side will take place a little later. So I just thank God that He's moving us in the right direction, and we ought to stay on track with that, okay? Anthony, would you bless this offering, please? Amen. I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Amen.
Kathy, I got your card. I didn't get your daughter's card. Okay, I'll get it later, okay? God bless you. It's good to have y'all back in with us. It's been some time since Kathy'd been here. I haven't filled it out again because, see, I'll have to have one next week too, probably. You know how that is. When you get to losing your mind, you got to watch things again. I'm going to tell you this little bit about me. You know, Nick's good at sharing personal things with you. I'm going to share personal things with you, okay? Because I got to stay above him. 24, 25 years ago. Hey, like that. Pretty good. Nick can't do that. Les lived on Knob Creek Road in an apartment just in front of... Well, Jackie did too. Jackie, I'm sorry. Les and Jackie lived there. Jackie, like, where did he live? Right in front of the church over there. And he got this new sound system and a nice TV. You know, he wanted the best. That Les wanted the best. So he went to Mr. Toad's, I think it was. Was that right? Not Toad's? Sound room, yeah. Mr. Toad's sound room. Hey, like that. Put that together, didn't I? Anyway, he got this really good sound. How many of y'all ever watched the Western movie Silverado? Not? Is that it? Well, goodness gracious, you got to watch Silverado. It's the best ever. So we went over to Les's house to watch Silverado. Now, there's a place in it right when it starts. I mean, it's guns blazing. It's good old Western. My dad loved it. And he's in this little shack, and they've shot that shack up like crazy trying to get him. And he's got this rifle, and he shoves that up there. It's a Winchester. He cocked that thing, and the shell flew out. And when it hit the floor, you could hear the shell ding-a-ling across the floor. That don't mean much to you, does it? If you watched the movie, it would, because when he cranked that thing and that shelf fell down, man, it just clinked, clinked, clinked across that floor. Okay, y'all going to watch it now, aren't you? You better go watch it. We watched it again yesterday, and, buddy, let me tell you what. It was the same. It was good. It was as good as ever. So that's all I've got to tell you today. Now, Nick's going to preach, okay? And Jesse's going to sing, but I just got to share that with you because I love a good old Western. That's my personal part. Come on, Jesse. Thank you.
cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise He is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, He is stronger, He's the God possible. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would leave in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name.
Yeah. give God the glory for it all. Let's pray. Our Lord in heaven, we come to you because you're the one, the only one that we know to come to when there's something that we can't handle. Lord, we look to you. Lord, that's so much of life. Right now, Lord, this cancer has touched our system of life, Lord. We want your will to be done, but Lord, we're asking if it be your will, but if you would just touch their bodies and heal their bodies. As that song says, we need to pray for healing. And we're praying for healing this morning. We're praying so that you will reach down and touch them. We can put our hands on the Lord and reach out and bless your name. We pray for the Holy Spirit to move in and purify the body. Cancer is an impure thing. And any disease that we get is an impure thing. Lord, we realize you're the one that's pure. You're the one that's righteous. You're the one that's good. You're the one that's holy. Lord, we pray today that you'll touch these two ladies and give us the knowledge of your answer to our prayers. Lord, we'll glorify you. We'll glorify you not just in this building. We'll glorify you within this building. We're so grateful today, Lord, for everything you've done. We're grateful for what you're going to do. We praise you today. We praise you in the name of Jesus, your precious Son and our wonderful, wonderful Savior. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
And we know that you love us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise
his holy
name.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Oh. Well, if you ain't having church yet, you ain't gonna have it. Because it started. So I hope you're in. I hope you're hanging on. Man, that's good stuff. You know, Jesse sung a song in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And as my mind began to reflect back, the only thing that my heart and mind and God was dealing with me was those three words. In Jesus' name. And God's telling me to go that way right now, so we're going to go that way. If we get into what we've prepared, I will. If he wants me to, if he says hold off to tonight, I'll hold off to tonight.
Amen.
If I get up here and preach what I've studied all week, but God don't want me to preach it, it's going to be bad, folks. But if I get up here and just lean on God and depend on God and kind of go the direction that God's leading this morning, then we'll all be able to say it's been a blessing to be out to God's house.
Amen.
First thing, directions God leading me this morning is, I'm glad we're family.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that God is a family man. I'm glad that we can celebrate our triumphs together. But I'm also glad that when we're hurting, we can all gather around and pray together.
Yeah, boy.
I'm glad that we can laugh together. But I'm also glad that we can cry together. I'm glad that we can get together and complain about this old world and the direction that it's going in. But I'm also glad that we can get together and praise and worship God. I'm glad that we can all say this morning, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you all, but I get glad when Sunday rolls around.
Yep. Amen.
Yes. I get glad when Sunday evening rolls around. I get glad when Wednesday night rolls around. So you see, to me, there's not one service that's more important than the other. I'm glad for all of them.
Yeah.
If we decided to get together on a Tuesday, praise God, I'll be glad to be here.
Yeah.
I don't care. It don't matter. Why? Because when we come into this place, it's a place of refuge for the saint of God. The world's casting stones left and right. The world is judging left and right. Satan is judging left and right. You can get fed up with what's going on and our government, you can get fed up with things that's going on around the world, and you look at what's going on in Israel. It's easy to get fed up. It's easy to get distraught. You can look at situations that come up in our life, and it's easy to lose hope. It's easy to be discouraged. It's easy to be distraught. And before you know it, Satan will start using fear to try and control our lives.
Amen.
But I'm thankful that in God's holy word you will see the phrase, fear not, 365 times, bless God. That's one for every day.
Amen.
So I'm glad that God has given us a fear not for every day. So when you wake up in the morning and you're scared and you don't know what's going to happen, say fear not. When you wake up 2 weeks from now and you don't know what's going to happen and you're scared and you're afraid and you're worried about what happened, bless God, just say, fear not.
Amen.
Because God's given you one that you can say. But I want to add something to that this morning that goes right along with the song that Sister Jessie sung. When you say fear not, say it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
because if you say fear not in your name, or you say fear not in my name, or you say fear not in Dan's name, or you say fear not in your spouse's name, or if you're saying fear not because Nick said to say fear not, or because Anthony said to say fear not, or because Sandy said to say fear not, there ain't nothing going to happen, folks. Because I ain't got no power. And you ain't got no power. But I know who's got the power this morning. And you know something about the power of God? Nobody had to give God the power because He created the power. It belongs to God. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It belongs to the Holy Spirit. You know, for these lights to come on, electricity power has to be created. For your stove, for your oven to turn on, power has to be created. For your car to be able to run, power has to be created. But bless God, this morning, God is the creator of all power and God has all the power. And I love something else about that fact too. There ain't nobody going to take the power away from God.
Amen.
You know, when the power goes out at your house, that's tough times. What do we all do when our power goes out? We call somebody, don't we? Is your power out? If not, can I come up there and eat? Can I come up there and take a shower? Have you got hot water? Hey, can I take my stuff that's in my freezer and put it in your freezer? Take some of your stuff out, it'll be okay. I need room for mine. That's what we all do. We all pick up the phone when the power goes out, and I know that's what we do. We call Lynn and Linda, we'll call Mom and Steve, we'll call Dad and Papa, and we're all, the word's getting around, is your power out? If it's going to be out for a long time, I may have to spend the night with you or something like that. Well, can I tell you that God's power's never run out?
Amen.
That God's power never gets turned off. You know, Satan, when he gets us living in fear, before you know it, that's where our mind will start to go. Our mind will start to go that God is losing his power, that the God of Abraham is not the God of today and all that stuff. And you might say, well, I've been in church my whole life and I've got faith in God. And Nick, that sounds crazy. But I'm telling you, when the devil gets you scared, you have no idea where your mind will go. But if I could tell you something this morning, I'd tell you this. In the name of Jesus, fear not. And then when you get to thinking about the Bible, and man, there's a lot of things the Bible instructs, or the phrase you will see popped up, in the name of Jesus. We all came up here and prayed for two sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that God led Dan to do that. God was leading me that direction too. I think God was leading a lot of people that direction this morning. Let me tell you something right now. Satan is the author of confusion. If you've got confusion in your life, it is not because of God. It is not because of Jesus. It is not because of the Holy Spirit. But hallelujah, if you've got confusion in your life this morning, Satan is the author of that. Well, I want to tell you something. The way we're all in one mind and one accord and all moving in the same direction this morning, I'm thankful for the peace and understanding and the one way that God works with all of us. We're all moving in the same direction this morning. And that was to pray for two sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know something about that? That wasn't planned. They wasn't no phone picked up on Monday and say, we're going to do this Sunday at 11:20. They wasn't no phone picked up Thursday night that said, hey, we need to do this at 11:20. No, we just come out to God's house looking for a blessing, and time rolled around and the Holy Spirit came through here like a mighty rushing wind and say, we need to pray. Amen. Well, glory to God. I'm glad that we don't have to program God into our services. He's already here. And sometimes, as the reverse of that, you can program so much that you've actually programmed God out. And God's not even in it. God's not in the preaching. God's not even in the choir. God's not in the Sunday school teaching. God's not in anything that's going on. But man alive, I feel good to be here this morning. I'm glad that God is in everything that's going on this morning.
Amen.
But you can look at the Bible. And where are some places that come up in Jesus' name? Well, when we're taught to pray, we're taught to pray in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you all, but when I pray, when I get done praying, I'll always say, in Jesus' name, amen. Because God told us to. The Bible tells us to. I don't have a great mind, folks. I wish I could tell you exactly what chapter and what verse to go to so you could read it this morning. But I guarantee you with my heart, it's in there. I've not got one of those minds that can do that. If I can remember your name, you're lucky. I get Ellie and Addie backwards, and I see them every day. But when we pray, the Bible instructs us, the Bible tells us to pray in the name of Jesus. Now why? Why should we pray in the name of Jesus? There ain't no other name to pray to. You see, what Jesus did for each and every one of us, nobody could ever replicate. What Jesus did for each and every one of us, nobody could ever do again.
Amen.
Can I say this morning? We're living in a day and a time where there's a lot of posers. preachers that are posers, so-called Christians that are posers, churches that are posers and things like that, and they can put on a facade, but the Bible calls them a wolf in sheep's clothing. And there are wolves in sheep's clothing in the day and the time that we're living in this morning. But I'm thankful, praise God, that I'm a sheep on the outside. I'm a sheep on the inside. And hallelujah, my good shepherd is not the pastor or the associate pastor or the deacon or the trustee or the church leadership. Hallelujah. But the good shepherd is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I promise we'll get to in Jesus' name in a minute. God's just got my mind going everywhere this morning. But do you know what the good shepherd does with the sheep? Many things. One thing that God's laying on my heart and mind right now is that He leads them. Woo! I don't know if you know this or not, but sheep ain't very smart. A sheep without guidance would probably walk off of a cliff and fall down. Can I tell you right now, if we're not letting God lead, guide, and direct our lives, we're walking off a cliff and we're falling. We're walking into traps and we're walking into endangerments that this world has out there for us, that Satan has out there for us, that the demons in hell have out there for us, bless God. But I want to tell you right now, I'm thankful, hallelujah, that when I get on the wrong path, when I get out of the sheepfold, God takes His big shepherd hook and wraps it around my neck and pulls me back in.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the times that I have stayed in the fold. And I'm thankful for the times that I have been obedient to God. And I'm thankful for the times that I have followed the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm also thankful for the times that I've been disobedient. And I've stumbled and I've failed and I've crawled and I've been tired. But God shows up and He picks up that sheep like the Bible says. And He places it on His back and puts him back in the sheepfold. I want to tell you something this morning. If you're a bruised and battered sheep because you left the fold, God's wanting to carry you back in this morning. You know something else a shepherd does? He leads us, he guides us, he directs us. But man alive, he also protects us. You ever stop to think, why was David so good with the slingshot? He protected the sheep. Weapon of choice. You know, us with a slingshot would be terrible probably. David was like a sniper with a slingshot. It was a talent that God had given him. And we might think that's funny or something like that, but God clearly gave David the talent to be excellent with a slingshot. Knowing that one day he would need it to kill Goliath. Man alive, are you not glad that God sees so far ahead in the future that He may give us a talent and He may give us a gift and we may not fully understand why we need that talent and why we need this gift in this moment, but 2 years later, 3 years later, 3 months later, one day later, we see exactly why God has given us that gift. Can I tell you this morning that God has given us a gift this morning? We are feasting from the Master's table. We're not eating the crumbs that have fallen off the table like the dog does at the house. We eat at the house and the dog sits under the bar waiting for me to drop a pepperoni or waiting for me to drop a chicken nugget or waiting for me to drop some rice. She can't wait. Her tongue's sticking out. She's paying like this. That's what she's doing. But can I tell you right now, hallelujah, we're not sitting under the table where God is waiting for the crumbs to fall down. Hallelujah. We're taking part of the full course meal this morning.
Amen.
Woo. I'm wore out. That's okay. I'm thankful for the protection of God. Parents, you got young people. Brady or Braden, see, those were the names are gone. One of them got their driver's license this week.
No.
Jesse told me, is Jesse in here? Jesse told me there was nothing like watching him drive to school the other day. The nerves. I'll be the same way with Ellie and Addie. What Ellie and Addie don't know is I'll probably get in my car and follow them the first few weeks. What they don't know won't hurt them. But are you not glad? You know, sometimes we get things reversed and we'll look at this world and we'll say, man, what a terrible time for young people to grow up in and things like that. And I'm guilty of that sometimes. And we'll say, man, I wish it was for our young people like it was 30 years ago. I wish it was the same day, same for them right now. It was for me 30 years ago or 40 years ago or 50 years ago and things like that. And I get that and I understand that. I know this world's gotten worse. The Bible said this world would get worse. But I also want to say this too. That's why we got God's Word. That's why we've got a church to bring our young people up in, hallelujah. So no matter what they face in the world, whether or not they get out in the car and drive by themselves, or when they go to school, or when they go to a party or things like that, hallelujah, you don't have to rely on yourself to protect them because God will. God will. But I'm not talking about a physical protection. I guess I am, but I also want to talk about a spiritual protection this morning that God's leading me to. When tragedy comes and somebody dies, or when heartache comes and somebody dies, or when trouble comes that you wasn't expecting and things like that, are you not glad that while the body may pass away and go back to the dust of the earth, the soul has went to be with the Lord Jesus Christ? To be absent from the body, hallelujah, is to be present with the Lord. I'm thankful that we serve a God and that we serve a Savior that protects our soul this morning. God's using Tom, because every time Tom throws out a word, it's exactly what God wants me to say. So keep going, Tom. Y'all ever sealed an envelope before? I hate it. It tastes awful. It's terrible. I wish they all had that, but you just pull it and just stick it. But can I tell you this morning, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah, your heart and your soul sealed. And that seal ain't going to be broken. Yeah. You know, they say, well, this is the world's greatest safe, lock safe. Nobody could ever rob this bank. Nobody could ever break into this safe or anything like that. Well, I guarantee you right now, if you strap a nuclear bomb to that safe, it's blowing up. There ain't no such thing as a safe being 100% lock proof. There ain't no such thing as 100%. You could get close. 99.9 or 99.8 with things that are in this world and things like that. But I want to tell you right now, when you are sealed by the blood of the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's 100% sealed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. There's an instance in the Bible where Jesus came across an individual that was possessed by demons. Nobody could do anything. Doctors couldn't do nothing. I'm modernizing a little bit. Doctors couldn't do nothing. Psychologists couldn't do nothing. Therapists couldn't do nothing. Family couldn't do nothing. Nobody could do anything with this individual that was possessed by demons. Well, one day Jesus came walking through town. And those demons had to flee that body. Why? Because Jesus said so. Jesus cast them demons out in the name of Himself. Well, glory to God. He cast them demons out in the name of Himself this morning. Can I tell you this morning that if you are not saved and if you are not a Christian, Satan is controlling your life. Yes. Yes. And you say, well, that sounds like demon possession. It is. If you're not saved, Satan is dwelling inside of you. Satan has got a hold of your heart. And you might say, well, I'm at church this morning. How does the devil have a hold of my heart? The devil don't care if you come to church. He just don't want you to get saved.
Amen.
And you might say, well, I came to Sunday school this morning. I must be saved. The devil don't care if you come to Sunday school or not. He just don't want you saved. Can I tell you this morning, if you're lost and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, all you have to say in Jesus' name, I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. And Jesus, I'm accepting you as my personal Lord and Savior. And can I tell you right in that very moment when you say in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you've been sealed, bless God. In the name of Jesus, demons have been casted out of individuals. In the name of Jesus, a sinner becomes a saint. And then my mind goes back to Lazarus. Dead. D-E-A-D, dead. God shows up 3 or 4 days later. And they say, Jesus, he's been in there too long. His body stinks. It's too late. You didn't show up on time. Well, glory to God. God always shows up on time. God showed up on time this morning, didn't he? Yeah. Can I tell you this morning, you may be going through things in your life. You may have been praying something for months, days, years, or something like that. And you're just waiting, and you're just waiting. And in your mind, you're thinking, God, this should have happened last week. God, this should have happened 2 years ago. God, this should have happened 10 years ago. Can I tell you right now, hallelujah, God's timing is always perfect.
Yeah, amen.
Always perfect. So Jesus shows up on the scene. We find the shortest verse in the Bible there. Jesus wept. Who are you not glad that we serve a God that has compassion? If you ever, I hear people say all the time, how can God be a God of compassion? How can Jesus be somebody of compassion when these tragedies happen and when people go to hell and things like that? Well, I want to say this first of all, and I promise we'll get to more in Jesus' name here in a minute. God ain't never sent nobody to hell. People send themselves to hell. By rejecting God. They make that decision. Boy, I hope if you're here and you're lost, you don't make that decision this morning. He shows up. He weeps. Then shows up at the tomb where Lazarus is at. Jesus says, I love you, Lucy. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Somebody that had been dead for 3 or 4 days comes walking out of the tomb. Comes walking out of the grave. I've heard many people say and things like that. You know, why did Jesus say, Lazarus, come forth? Why didn't he just say, come forth? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, God's got so much power. If Jesus would have said, come forth, everybody that was dead probably would have come up. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. But I want you to notice something about everything of these situations, about the demon being cast out of the individual and Lazarus coming forth and things like that. They were both done in the name of Jesus. It was Jesus' work. It was God's work. It was God's glory becoming manifest. Can I tell you right now, sometimes situations come up in our life and we want to ask why, and we're saying, why me, and why me, and why this? Well, I've got another twist on that. Why not us? Why not us? Because if we've got faith and we've got trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and we're a born-again believer and we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior and we know that heaven is our home, why not us? Because you know what? If we keep that faith during that struggle and we keep that faith during that fight, and we keep that faith during that prognosis, and we keep that faith during health problems, and we keep that faith during crisis, and we keep that faith during the hard times of the world, do you know what happens? The glory of God gets made manifest in our lives.
Amen.
And I don't know about you this morning, but I can't think of a better way to live than for the glory of God to be made manifest in each and every one of our lives this morning. But you see, it all goes back to three words. Everything I got up here and told you what God told me to tell you this morning, everything that I've said this morning, it all goes back to three words that Jesse sung this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the dead have become alive again. In Jesus' name, the blind have been able to see. In Jesus' name, the lame have been able to walk. In Jesus' name, souls have been saved. In Jesus' name, we get to claim heaven as our home. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, I've got a battle. Well, in Jesus' name, I'm keeping the faith. God, I've got a trouble. Well, in Jesus' name, I'm keeping the faith. God, I've got a mountain in front of me. Well, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, I'm keeping the faith. God, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, I'm keeping the faith. In Jesus' name, I can have peace. In Jesus' name, I can have happiness. In Jesus' name, I can have joy. In Jesus' name, I can enjoy what life I've got. In Jesus' name, I can praise and worship God. In Jesus' name, I can come out to church and have a good time in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I can open up my Bible and get a blessing. In Jesus' name, I can talk to an everlasting God who has all power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you get anything out of this morning, know and understand that whatever that you're going through, go through it in Jesus' name. Well, glory. Go through it in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask everybody to rise to your feet if you're able. We won't worry about the piano, Becky. I'm going to ask everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm just going to ask you one question. One question. Then we're going to stay in silence for about 30 seconds or a minute. And if God moves or speaks, you can come down to an altar and I'll pray with you. Dan will pray with you. Bring somebody with you to pray with you. That's what it's for, folks. That's what it's for. This altar is down here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's use it in Jesus' name. But here it is. This is it. If you got anything in your life that you're struggling with or that you're having a hard time with, or that you've got doubt in, or that you've got worry in, stress, apply whatever word you want to it. If you've got anything going on in your life this morning, and you just need to come down to an altar and say, in Jesus' name, take care of this for me. In Jesus' name, take this burden off of me so I don't have to carry it no more. Yes. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Jesus' name. If that's you this morning, I want to ask you to come down and say, in Jesus' name, I'm giving this to you. Anybody at all this morning? Amen. God's speaking this morning. Amen. Amen. Come down here and give it to God this morning. In Jesus' name.